Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. How blessed we are that we have been given the gift of prayer amid the uncertainty of our world today. Jesus knew over 2,000 years ago that it was vital to his kingdom and our well-being to spend time before him in prayer. May we realize that even though we may not see answers on this earth, as Oswald Chambers reminds us, the biggest answers to our prayers are in the realm of the unseen. A praying saint performs far more havoc among the unseen forces of darkness than we have the slightest notion of. Our scripture for today is from Ephesians 6, verse 12. Here is Ina.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
So let us be determined this week to remember. In the King James Version of the Bible, it says pray, prayer, praying or prayed 547 times in 513 verses. That ought to remind us how vital it is to pray. How many times does our Lord specifically tell us to pray? According to one source, 367 times, and that doesn't include the word ask. Jesus actually made prayer or asking one of the rules of his kingdom. You have not, because you ask not. James 4 verse 12. And let us be determined to continue to be faithful in our prayer time with the Lord. Our earnest prayers are making a difference around the world, in earthly as well as heavenly places. Let's plan a quiet prayer time daily, bringing physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial needs and more before the Lord. Jesus' disciples saw him heal, preach, cast out demons, perform miracles, and the list goes on. Yet the only thing they asked him was, "Teach us to pray." Luke 11:1. We can rest assured that our Lord promises to hear and answer every prayer in his time and in his way. And let us spend time listening to the Lord. Let us open our spiritual ears to hear our Lord speak to us through his word and through his Holy Spirit into the depths of our hearts. And then let us rise up and be obedient to God's instructions. Blessings follow obedience, and our obedience to God will change the world forever. Together, may we as God's family bring havoc in the heavenlies. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Abba Father, thank you for reminding us that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against forces unseen to us, but clearly visible to you. Thank you for opening our eyes to the weapons of light that you've equipped us with. Abba Father, and help us to remember that when we are clothed in your armor, we're actually clothed in your glory, and then we can withstand this darkness because you have clothed us not only with an armor, but clothed us in your glory. You cover us and then you send us out to stand against these forces of darkness. Abba Father, you have equipped us and you have anointed us for this fight. Help us to remember that and help us not to see in the flesh, but to see in the Spirit and fight in the Spirit, fighting darkness with light. We praise you for your goodness and your kindness.
Thank you, Lord, for the gift of prayer. You allow us to reach out to you anytime, anywhere, and in any situation. Your grace and mercy are always available. We just need to ask. Help me, Lord, to make prayer not about me, but about you, your great commission, your people, and your plan for my life. Help me to become a stronger prayer warrior. Please show us your faithfulness by hearing our prayers. We pray for your presence and peace for the week ahead, and that you will use our prayers to change the world. We just ask that in your name.
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you that just beyond that scripture, Lord, then you tell us that we are fighting against rulers of darkness and powers, that you also tell us how we can put on the whole armor of God to stand in the battle. You tell us we need the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, feet protected by the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Lord. And then, Lord, you tell us we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Lord, indeed, may we be women and men who walk boldly, Lord, into your kingdom, wreaking havoc in the heavenlies as we put on our armor and fight spiritual battles, not alone, but with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much that we have the privilege of prayer, the privilege of talking to you in our prayers. And thank you so much that we can know that our prayers are never in vain and you hear them, and we can influence the spiritual world with our prayers. We want to dedicate each week some time to prayer and want to be faithful in praying to you. And I ask that we would be not grow weary in our times of prayer. Lord, we are so thankful that you are our Heavenly Father, our loving Father, and we can come to you boldly. We can take your word and we can pray your words back to you. And thank you so much that we can understand how important this one spiritual discipline is in our lives. We want to be faithful. Lord, thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.